So I figured I'd just give you a little preview of what you guys are in for. It's many eights, just scribbled down. I don't have a lot prepared for tonight, but my name is Josh Skinner, and I do Trend Variety, and believe it or not, you're about to watch some TV. So before I get into this, I just want to give you a quick word from Trend Variety's main sponsor. It's called Wi-Fi Net. Wi-Fi Net is a net for your Wi-Fi. It works the way a normal net works. You take it, and you go around to your local free Wi-Fi providers, say Starbucks, or maybe a community radio station or Sadler House. I wouldn't advise going around to Trent University, though. The Wi-Fi there is very sad. So you go around, and you capture your Wi-Fi, and you open up your Wi-Fi jar, and you throw it in your jar. And then this way, you have Wi-Fi to use forever. You just have an unlimited supply of Wi-Fi that you can just throw on anytime. So this product is called Wi-Fi Net, and if you want to find it, you can go to soundcloud.com/trendvariety. That's soundcloud.com/trendvariety. So we've kept everything very, entertainment, very cultured, so I want to bring you guys some news that I find in the Peterborough Examiner. So to begin with, Lions win intermediate boys basketball title. So in the lead-up to the release of the new Lion King movie, James Earl Jones and Donald Glover have been releasing lions in different scenarios to learn from the laziest cat in the world. In a post-game interview, Donald Glover, who had just recently covered himself in boy blood to get into the role, that he had this to say. Well, they definitely had a bit of an inherent advantage considering that the boys had opposing thumbs, which allows for grip and dexterity, and that's just something that us lions don't have. That being said, I believe that we played great defense in the post, he said, as the lion to be voiced by James Earl Jones playfully batted at Billy's bladder. Donald continued on, I really think that the intermediate level of play is a great place for us to be right now, but we're certainly not prepared to face off with Scar and his hyena's minions just yet. I think that if we focus on playing to the perimeter and center our game on disemboweling instead of playing basketball, we can really make some hay in this league. Most importantly, don't forget to reserve your tickets to the new version of Lion King. I love my fans, and working with James Earl Jones has been an absolute blessing. The new Lion King will be a live-action remake, release date set to be announced, said Donald Glover. Next headline. Wade Okai brings home medals from Simcoe. Wade Okai, the legendary bank robber who actually made his name just by amassing 30,000 Kawarthaloons by taking the time to just pick them up off of the ground. He's a bit of he's a hard worker. So he took these Kawarthaloons and then used them to reinvest into a top-notch league of super ninjas. The group actually offered an interview with Trend Variety, but we declined because ninjas are just cowardly samurais. After that, after we declined the interview, the group of super ninjas stepped up their game and stole about 4 tons of nickel from the town of Simcoe. They did this because it was the right thing to do, and they gained the respect of this radio host and the town of Peterborough before they had finally brought nickel back. Yeah. All right. It's time for the second last headline. Creepy and kooky time at Holy Cross. On February 31st in the year of our Lord, 2017, shit went down. For years, there's been talk of a showdown between two unstoppable forces in the realm of chemistry. I'm, of course, about talking about Tim Master's mom and the Cookie Monster's mom. It started off with Substweets, where Tim's mom, Catherine, asked why the Cookie Monster always seems to be eating store-bought treats with, she had the little pondering emoji, you know, that one, attached to it. So the Cookie Monster is none for this passive-aggressive bullshit, the mom, that is, whose name also happens to be Cookie Monster's mom. Immediately shot back, tweeting out, I wonder why the eyes in Timmy's English assignments are always dotted with a heart. She sent out this tweet with the looking eyes attached to them. So the Holy Cross School, immediately recognizing a marketing opportunity in an age where godless atheists are trying to take away their state funding, signed the two mums to a one-fight baking contest contract to settle their differences. It ended up being the opposite of what everyone was looking for, with both mothers aggressively pushing cookies on children throughout the school, causing several to cry when the mothers continued to push the sugar treats onto children with diabetes. Holy Cross School apologized for promoting the event and pitting two women against one another, and particularly emphasized that where the event really went off the rails was when they resurrected Don King to promote the fight. And finally, in other news, Timmy is now failing English and must go to summer school. That's all from Trent Variety. Now, back to your regular scheduled programming. And believe it or not, you just watched TV.